It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. I am your host, Chad Summers. Today is June 27th, 2023. Summer is in full force. It is smoking hot here today. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show and don't miss any of the episodes. Every Tuesday and Friday, we have a new episode. So stay informed, participate, get engaged. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays. Khloe Kardashian is 38 and Tobey Maguire is 47. Happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, in 1977, Elvis performed in public for the last time. All right, let's get into the news. This is from CNN. We're going to start the day off with a dark story, but that's okay. We always end the show off with a good news story. So here we go. Airport worker ingested into plane engine in Texas passed away by self-deletion, medical examiner's office says. That's pretty creative when it comes to self-deleting yourself. You know, I guess if you want to get into the news, that's one way of doing it. That's sad. I'm sorry for that individual's family. We got a story here from Pawtrax. Is your cat biting you when you pet them? This is what they're trying to tell you. All right, so I'm going to summarize what scientists are saying your cat is saying to you. Get the hell off of me. All right. The Spun. I mean, who is this? Who the Spun? I don't know. We'll tell the story anyway. Shaquille O'Neal holds record for biggest purchase in Walmart history. Now, this is old news, but it was just like this happened in 08, but the story just came out recently, so. It's a new news story about old news. So, but he was traded to the Phoenix Suns, and when he arrived there, he got an apartment and went straight to Walmart and spent $70,000 on everything he thought would be, you know, nice to have in his apartment and make it look respectable. And so, yeah, he holds the largest expenditure in Walmart history. That's pretty crazy stuff there. All right, here's one from CNN. This is a big one. The world's biggest cruise ship is almost ready. Now, I'm going to say I'm not a cruise ship kind of guy, but I am a boat kind of guy. So just, you know, they just keep getting bigger and bigger, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. Listen to this. Royal Caribbean International's Icon of the Sea is expected to be the world's biggest cruise ship when it enters service early in 2024. In June 2023, the vessel began the first phase of sea trials. All right, so check out these specs here. The ship is 1,200 feet long, weighs 250,800 tons, has 20 decks, 8 neighborhoods, 40 different dining options, holds 5,610 passengers, has a crew of 2,350, and it will have the world's largest water park at sea featuring 6 water slides. And the list goes on. The amenity, you know, the features and amenities or whatever, it just goes on and on. But that's pretty cool. You should probably go check out a picture of it. It looks like an amusement park at sea, a floating amusement park. Fox Business, first vehicles cross I-95. This is insane. This is absolutely insane in a good way. First vehicles cross I-95 bridge in Philadelphia since deadly tanker fire less than 2 weeks ago. This news is a couple days old. It's like 4 days old. Collapsed, the bridge collapsed June 11th, and it was partially rebuilt enough to open for passage on June 23rd. Wow. That was 12 days. I wish our government could work that efficiently in a lot of other areas, but yeah, that's a story for a different day. We got one from Newsmax here. Oh, come on. Vanna White seeks pay raise on Wheel of Fortune. Seriously? Now, if you recall from our last episode, I was suggesting that she depart with Pat. But no, she wants a pay raise? Look, okay, here's what needs to happen. Pat needs to go and have his own celebration, retirement celebration, okay? And then, because you don't want to steal his thunder, right? Vanna shouldn't. But 1 year later, Vanna needs to do the same thing. She needs to retire also, and then she can have her own retirement celebration. And then, yeah, start fresh. All right, from TMZ, we've got a BAM update. In typical BAM fashion, BAM Margera leaves detox center early. Next stop, Sin City. That's right. He was in rehab. And it was a tough place to get into, but Lamar Odom helped. I guess they're buddies. He helped him get in. I guess Lamar had issues too, which isn't shocking. A lot of celebrities do, actually. So Lamar Odom helped him get in there, and he was just like, man, I'm bouncing. I'm going to Vegas. Thanks, Lamar. Actually, he went to Lamar's house afterwards, and Lamar was just like, come on, man, you got to get back in there. And Bam's not having it. So he's going to live large till the end, it sounds like. But folks, we've got some good news here because we always do at the end of the episodes. But before I do that, I just want to remind you to email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Stay informed. Don't look like an idiot when you're out mingling with the buds. And click subscribe. And all the other things that support the show, you know what they are. I don't have to tell you. It's really easy. You just move your finger and press just a little bit. Just press. All right, here we go. This one's from the Good News Network. Blue whales return to California at levels not seen since before the whaling industry. Wow, that is really cool. I don't know if you're like me, but I love some whales. I've got a couple paragraphs to read from this. Too many blue whales were killed every year in ship strikes, and so Pacific Shipping narrowed their lanes to avoid areas where whales congregate and are now agreeing to reduce their speeds when entering and exiting harbor areas. The current estimates suggest that as many as 2,000 blue whales travel up from Mexico to Southern California waters every year, a large chunk of a global population that may topping 25,000. Well, that's awesome. You know, I'm not a huge guy on regulation, but that's regulation that really doesn't hurt anything. You know, just slow down and stay away from whales. Let them thrive. All right, so that's good news. We love some animals here and whales and whatever the hell you call those things. But that is the episode for today. Got a ton of stuff to do, as I'm sure you do as well. So got to get going here. But until Friday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.